wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
Well, I guess we should get this thing started, shall we? Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Friday, we made it. 66 outside. Going to be a nice one today. High in the upper 80s. The weekend, even better, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Sunshine, low 80s, high 70s. Beautiful.
Low humidity is the key.
Yeah.
That's nice.
This news, yesterday.
The Kentucky Derby Festival's biggest events, including Thunder, the Pegasus Parade, and the Marathon, will not be held this year.
Yeah, from Wave 3 News, John Bull.
Due to the coronavirus.
Yep.
Festival organizers say they made the difficult decision out of an abundance of caution. KDF continues to explore other options, like small-scale events, and may still hold the Tour de Loup and the Balloon Fest.
Man, it was one of those decisions where I'm not necessarily surprised by it, with how everything else has been going on in the country. With other festivals and events being canceled, late into August, September, even October events being canceled. But still, it's still kind of hits you right in the heart where you're like, oh.
So Derby is totally literally thought that this was going to happen.
Derby is literally just going to be a TV event.
Well, I was going to say, are they still, going to run the horses, there?
I mean, the track is active right now, so yeah. I would imagine they're still going to run Derby, but I can't imagine there be the 150,000 people crammed into Churchill Downs on September 5th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, again, one of those things that I'm not necessarily surprised to hear still hurts a little bit,
Sure.
It's just like, oh. So now I'm like, why am I training? I was training for the mini. Training for the mini marathon to run in April.
Take a vacay.
I ended up running my own mini marathon because I trained for it. I'm going to do it, and then I'll hit the reset button. Okay. Well, I'll just start retraining for a late August mini marathon. Oh, nope. No,
we were walking around the neighborhood last night and thought, you know what? Can we just fast forward to Thanksgiving, put the tree up. Let's just get the year over with. I think we're done.
Yeah.
We're done with the year. We've given up hope on this year.
Can we hang the lights? Can we go ahead?
Let's go do some trick-or-treating. Let's have some turkey. Let's open some presents, and let's call it a year.
I mean, what's trick-or-treat going to look like? I mean, is that going to be a thing?
A lot of costumes have masks. I feel like
this is true.
We should be good there.
This is true.
If any of the socially distant activities, I feel like that is...
Or social activities. Normally take place.
That's naturally a little distant. The masks, the costumes.
Yeah, you may be right with that.
I feel like we should be fine with that.
You may be right.
Don't take away the children's candy. Don't do it. Don't take candy from children.
And in turn, away from us.
Right.
Their parents.
Yes, because we really do benefit.
We will eat it too.
From their hard work.
All right, so today it's Family Secrets. There are a couple Side of the Bar stories. They both involve animals. So this is exciting.
Okay.
You laugh, you lose on the way. So Kelly holds the slight edge in that game, coming off a victory last week. 12-11, the official score there.
It was a cheap victory. I'll take it.
She can retain her title and her trophy there.
I mean, you couldn't even get your joke out. You couldn't.
You're right.
Yeah. It was a cheap victory, but I'll take it.
But the setup was so key.
It was key.
The setup was so key.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you want to relive that moment, that's up at WDZX.com, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. You want to hit subscribe, just YouTube.com/Ben and Kelly Show. All right, let's get this show started. And we got your first feel-good story coming up here next. Feel good, do this every hour, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
Happened across this amazing video on my feed yesterday. It's a guy on TikTok and Instagram getting millions of views with this hashtag water gun challenge.
I've seen this. It's good.
It's so good. So, I mean, he's got over 15 million views as of last check on TikTok alone. Mm. It's growing on Instagram. So what he does is he kind of goes around and slides water guns to strangers to see if they're going to pick it up and have a water gun fight. And he's socially responsible. He's wearing a mask. He's got hand sanitizer.
Yep.
So they have the fight. They hand sanitize. They fist bump. All the stuff. And he's doing it at protests. He's getting the National Guard involved. I mean, it's just... kind of a really cool display of unity and spread love and fun. And
yeah, he started this almost a couple months ago.
Yes.
It's grown.
It is a lot of fun. So, I mean, the video, we play it for you, but it's just, you know, the song that they kind of set it to. But it's so fantastic. We've got it up on our Instagrams and on our website at WDJX.com. We'll tweet it out too.
Got your husband a Father's Day present yet?
Yes. I'm a little concerned here. Listen.
Do you give your husband a Father's Day present?
Yes. Quick story.
Or do you just do it for your dad?
Quick story.
Okay.
I get something for him. I also get something for my dad. The thing I got for my husband, I thought, oh, this is perfect. Saw an Instagram ad.
I've done that.
That looks amazing. What a great price.
I've done that.
Says it ships from America.
Oh, gosh.
It did not ship from America.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to get here on time. And I ordered it, 5 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thought it was going to be in plenty of time.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think
it's going to get here.
5 weeks is enough lead time.
It's a golf, like, cornhole game. It's like cornhole balls.
Spoiler alert.
I told him.
Oh,
I told him.
Okay. Listen, all right.
He didn't listen to the show.
Probably best.
But I told him, listen, it was going to be amazing, but I don't think it's going to get here in time. But I just want you to know there was lots of forethought that went into this.
That was the same thing that I did with my wife.
Yeah.
I like the almost identical thing, except not the same gift.
Uh-huh.
I saw an Instagram ad. I was like, oh, very cool.
This looks amazing.
So, and I had like several weeks lead time.
Yes.
I was like, man, I'm on it.
Yep.
And I hit it. And then I get an email like a week after I had ordered it. And it said, due to COVID-19, some shipping may be delayed.
Delays in shipping. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right. I mean, I still got like a couple weeks.
Was it the same name of the company that you bought it from? Because mine changed.
Oh, no. It was the same.
Yeah.
It's the same
name. It's bait and switch for me too.
Oh, no.
Like, what is this company that is not... What? And then you look up the company where, and I have the original, like, hey, thanks for placing an order. That no longer exists.
Is that like one of the situations where you bought some cool headphones, you thought you saved $10, and then turned out it was just a shell of some Sony headphones? Listen, I know you bought plenty of things online. So
has worked fine.
I was going to say.
I found some amazing products off these Instagram ads. This one,
your batting average is still pretty good.
It's still good.
But you're still whiffing it some.
More often than not, it's good. There's a couple of bad ones. There was an ugly Christmas sweater I got.
Uh-huh.
Same situation.
Yeah.
The store name disappears. Different store name that I get. And then the picture shows it's a sweater.
Oh.
It's a sweater with lots of tinsel and things, and it looked amazing. And then I get it, and it's just like this really thin fabric shirt.
Oh.
And it's just like a picture printed on this thin fabric shirt, like not at all.
Yeah, yeah.
What the picture described. What the picture described.
So I even...
And I got it 3 months after Christmas.
So yeah, my wife ended up getting the present about a week after Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
And the product was like a sweatshirt that, you know, had a design and stuff like that she wanted. Uh-huh. But the print on it washed off after like the very first wash.
No.
So I took a picture of it and I was like, I'm mad.
This is a bad quality product. How do you sleep at night?
And it's like, I sent it into a void. And it's just like, goodbye.
Yeah. They're so not going to respond.
I was like, all right, maybe that's just my, you know, my lesson.
I get this broken English response. Like, you know, please no worry. We honor customers and we will make, you know, just be patient.
Right.
Yeah. Which I got the same kind of response where I'm like, hey, I need an ugly Christmas sweater before the party. Like, well, if you just be patient. You'll get it.
Oh, gosh.
3 months later. Sometimes I get burned. But more often than not, there's good stuff out there.
More often than not.
All right, you get burned, though.
Sure. So, yeah, Father's Day is the 21st. So, yes. FYI.
So, I got a little bit more time.
Still got about a week.
Now, listen, I did get another product from an Instagram ad that I got already. And it's amazing. It's hiding in my drawer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So... I'm, you know, one for two.
One for two ain't bad.
Yeah. So then I was walking. I was like, "Hey, is there anything else that you want? Because I'm pretty sure.
You're not going to get this.
Swing and a miss on this one.
Or if you get it, it's going to be a piece of plywood.
Right.
And,
it may not be exactly what it was pictured.
Right. It may just be the cornhole may be actually an ear of corn.
Yeah.
With a hole in it.
Well, it said something like, you know, foam practice wedge. I'm like, no, it's supposed to be a golf game. So it's weird because then I see it's popping up under different company names.
Yeah.
Same product, same ad. Like I've seen five different companies.
I see that every now and then on like Amazon, especially if you like look on Amazon for things and you have something specific that you're looking for, you're like, this is the exact same product.
Same thing. It's making me nervous now because it's like you had the second one down says golf game in the description of whatever. And it was like $75 versus $25. And so now I'm like, am I just getting a piece of foam that he hits off of? That's not what I wanted. Because every single one of them, the whole thing, there is nothing else pictured but this game. So again, fraudulent.
All right.
Advertising.
So beware. Beware if you're doing it online. But let me segue into an opportunity to win something really cool for your dad.
Yes. We know this is legit.
Southern Indiana Equipment's like, hey, we really do have some lawn equipment for your dad.
Yes.
That you can win at WDJX.com.
And like, hey, buy local.
A Red Max leaf blower and a Husqvarna trimmer. So that's pretty cool. Up there, WDJX.com, click win, and you can win your dad something pretty cool. All right.
This is Buyer's Corner.
I know. Who knew? Did we turn this into a little tradio session? Hey, so I've got a sweatshirt that I'd like to trade for someone. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. You see Band-Aid switching it up. They're going to launch a new line of bandages in a range of different skin tone colors. So that's cool. In response to the Black Lives Matter movement, they're going to embrace the quote, beauty of diverse skin. So that's a neat little thing there. Of course, the normal, I guess, flesh, each tone Band-Aids will now come in an array of different colors.
We just have like Barbie and Avengers. And
well, yeah, I would imagine those are still going to remain the same.
Yeah.
The pizza Band-Aids and the bacon Band-Aids and
those
different
are ones that live in our house.
Different princess Band-Aids, which, you know, if you've got young kids or especially young daughters, they're Band-Aids are definitely things that come in multicolors.
They put them on for about 30 seconds and they take them off. I said, you know what? I feel better.
Listen, I needed to see blood before I allowed one of my daughters to have Band-Aid.
Yeah.
But then once they got into dance and they started like doing Irish dance and blisters and stuff, I mean, we roll through Band-Aids like nothing else.
Like you should own stock in the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to the point where like I'll cut myself to the like point where I actually need a Band-Aid.
Don't have one. Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
That is unfortunate.
I know. And then I've got to figure out some sort of like the DIY Band-Aid before I can go get one. So
I do like the HydraSeal ones, though, too. We have a couple of those. Those are kind of nice because they feel like your skin.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I kind of, and this is weird, but I kind of like seeing the little white bubble because it makes you feel like it's working. It's supposed to like
the HydraSeal thing?
Yeah, it's supposed to like suck all the bad stuff out of the wound and help heal it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I was kind of, I just think that's cool.
You like looking at it?
Look, it's healing.
It's actually working.
It's healing powers.
It's working.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it's setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. We dive into the animal kingdom for our first setting the bar story, okay?
Okay.
All right. Again, we tell you these stories so you don't do them.
It's learning.
Yes.
You learn what not to do.
Absolutely. Next. Setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do. And we dive to the animal kingdom for this. If you can manage to make it through the day without taking selfies with bears, you're doing okay.
I like bears. I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house.
Yeah, obviously
the pool,
they think
when
so
I'm
too.
Driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife. When I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife. Here's the thing.
Why is that the one that we sing?
I don't know, but we would think that should be obvious. Like, hey, bears are big, they're wild, and you probably don't want to get close enough to be like, hey, cheese.
Yeah, well, and I understand, too, you don't really run into a bear probably every day of your life.
So why are we saying this?
It's an unusual sight.
Winslow Township, New Jersey, warning residents not to take selfies with bears because there have been a couple bear sightings recently in the area.
There are bears in New Jersey?
Yeah, and led the police to write on their Facebook page, please do not, I repeat, do not attempt to take selfies with the bear.
Yeah, no.
And they gave advice such as not feeding the bears or approaching the animals, because apparently people just don't know that, yes, bears are wild.
And they can get aggressive.
And yes, if they think that you are a threat, you may not be very, you're not going to win that fight.
No, and it's not like a petting zoo situation.
And especially if, is it bear mating season? What season? Will you Google that? When's bear mating season? What,
seriously, you want me to? Oh.
Yeah, because what if it is bear mating season and you come between a male and a potential, female?
Bear mating season.
Okay. Oh, hang on a second. I've got BBC Earth.
Well, yeah.
Hang on.
Yes.
Are we in the middle?
We're smack dab in the middle
of
it.
That's what I'm saying, Kelly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, we're right smack dab in the middle of it.
Yes.
Wait. What is happening?
The small size causes a few logistical problems.
Oh, boy. When the boy bear is smaller than the girl bear.
Wow.
Hey.
But with persistence.
Yes.
Okay.
And the odd leg up.
Yes, you can do
finally
it.
Finally, he succeeds.
A leg up. Did she say a leg up?
And she said he succeeds. Right.
That's great.
Whoa. Oh, this is adorable.
Really rapid fire. That is crazy.
Yeah, Greg texts us, Google what they sound like mating. We're doing it right now, buddy.
I'm watching it.
You know what?
Unfortunately, we're watching it. You don't have to.
354,000 views on the BBC. There's a video from another YouTube account. Has 3 million views.
We haven't vetted that, though.
Maybe we go there.
Are you going to?
I'm going rogue,
just,
Kelly.
Oh, wow. You're just...
Okay. Hang on.
We're diving down.
I'm gonna just skip ahead here real quick.
A young female starts to move across the road.
Yeah. Here
comes trouble.
I'm just gonna skip ahead as normal people do.
Well, this one kind of has a plot. Like, it's two females fighting over a dude. So who's gonna win?
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Oh,
there's the winner.
Brown bear and a black bear get together.
Yeah.
And again. I will tell you,
it
looks like a little dance.
Right.
But her
staying in the same spot is key.
Yeah. No, she's clearly all right with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okie dokie. All right. This is so
If you just
bizarre.
Happen to be tuning in, yes, we are looking at bear mating videos on YouTube right now.
I kind of feel like the right song to play might be Back That Thing Up.
I like bears, I think they're cool. I think about bears in the house.
That's right. Cool.
When I'm driving, when I'm eating, when I'm walking with a knife, when I'm hiking, when I'm dancing,
making love to my wife. There you go. All right. The more you know, guys, the more you know. So today, I was today years old when I realized we're right in the middle of bear mating season. And do not, if you can manage to make it through the day, because Kentucky has and Southern Indiana have bears. You're still watching the video, aren't you?
I am. I can't look away.
All right. So manage to make it through the day and the weekend without taking selfies with bears, especially during mating season.
He was nibbling on her back. I don't know.
Yeah, it's foreplay.
All right.
Every hour we do this, brought to you by Campbellsville University, show you that there's good happening in the world. Kelly K.
There's a teenager in California who is legally blind and hearing impaired, and he has become a household name in the world of bowling.
Oh, really?
16-year-old Jacob picked up his first bowling ball at the age of 5.
Jacob is legally blind and hearing impaired, and his tenacious spirit and passion for life has led to national titles and mega stats.
I've shot a few 300s and a couple and one 800 series, and I have.
Dang.
And last season I clocked in at a 234 average. When someone tells me I can't do that, I will do it just to prove it wrong. So I want to try to become a mechanic for a bit, or be with animals, because I love animals. And if those things don't work, then I'll fall to my backup plan of becoming a Braille teacher.
A Braille teacher.
Wow.
How cool is that? And yes, he does have a signature swag. You know what it is?
What?
The rainbow poop emoji hat.
Ah.
Wears that all the time.
I just realized that if I break 100 bowling, I've bowled a good round.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't bowl that often.
I don't either, and I feel like I have beginner's luck every time.
Hmm.
Because I do okay. Usually the first game's going to be my best, and then I think fatigue sets in for the second round.
Okay.
And I start to go downhill.
Your shoulder starts to hurt.
My hip starts hurting.
You know.
Yeah.
Gotta have the leg kick at the end there.
Crick in my hip.
Yeah.
So there you go. We'll tweet out the story of Jacob. Right. He's pretty amazing at Ben and Kelly Show.
You see where Garth Brooks announced he's going to get back to touring this year with a concert event?
Now, wait a second. Didn't he retire from touring? Did I get that right? Did I make that up? I felt like he retired and had like a farewell tour.
$100 tickets. Here's the thing. They're going to be at drive-ins.
Okay.
And when I saw this story originally, I was like, holy crap, he is going to tour drive-in movie theaters? Like, take his tour to, like, you know, like these drive-in movie theaters where people can just literally drive in and then, you know, he sets his stage up where the screen would be. And
are
then
there
he
many
sings.
Of those still around?
That's not the case.
Okay.
He's actually going to perform, and then it's going to be shown at about 300 drive-in theaters across the country.
Oh, so it's not even going to be in person.
We have been approached 100 times to go somewhere in a big field somewhere, and people come up in cars. And the logistics of it never seemed to work out. This one guy came to me and said, hey, look, we can put 300, 400 drive-in theaters together. If you will create a concert solely for the drive-ins, we can have families jump in the car, come out on Saturday night. And it's pretty cool. They're going to run it just like a regular concert, but this is going to be all over North America, one night only.
Yeah, see, I feel
so
like...
So it's going to watch like a Garth concert movie.
Yeah.
At the drive-in.
And I felt like what I heard originally, or what I thought originally, him just going to tour drive-in theater, I thought right. that was like a great...
Like he's going to be live.
Like that would have been a great plan.
Yes.
Like some band could probably do that.
Right.
And sell concert tickets, but it's to cars, you know, at $100 a car or yep. whatever. Bring as many people as you want. Come into the drive-in theater and see a concert. I mean, I feel like that could work, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what
in my head
was saying the logistics would be. So, I mean, maybe fitting a stage in front of the big screen, but I don't know. It just seems like
yeah,
it'd be really cool maybe. If you could broadcast him on the big screen behind him would be fun too.
Yeah.
But having him in person would be better
than right?
going to watch.
Because that's why you go to concerts. You
yeah.
go to see them live.
Like, I don't think I'd pay $100 to go watch a movie of
Garth Brooks. All right. Well.
So... It's a sweet idea.
Yeah.
I think you're on, but I you're right. Yeah. Why doesn't he just do that in person?
I don't know. But anyways, Garth Brooks could be starting a trend of how you see concerts here the remainder of 2020 and into even 2021, depending on how this all goes. So who knows? Back memories bring back your- Ben and Kelly, 99 CJX. Got my carrot down.
That's great. Literally... crunched on a carrot with 15 seconds left to go.
I know. I took a
like,
bite of
hey,
my
Bugs
carrot.
Bunny, how you doing over there?
And I look at the song and I'm like, oh, Maroon 5's almost done singing.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Okay.
Broadcast
Wait.
School number first lesson. Don't get on the air with stuff in your mouth.
It's another kind of your Bugs Bunny in it, right?
Oh,
Big,
yeah.
Big, huge.
Yeah, straight from the earth.
Straight from the earth.
Yep.
Carrot. This is not the snackable.
Yeah, no baby carrots for
baby
me.
Carrots.
No peeling anything
no
for
peel
me.
It, just rip it from the earth and eat it.
Rip it from the earth and eat it. Oh, man. So, yeah.
Oh. You all right?
Yeah, I think I'm all right.
A little dirt in the teeth?
Not dirt. Little carrot shards.
Carrot shards, yeah.
You know, in the back of the throat. Whatever.
Yeah, they do.
I'm good, though. Thank
There's
you.
There's a lot of chewing involved in eating carrots, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's almost as if it's the first time I've ever eaten a carrot.
Almost.
Almost as if. So yeah, pretty big news yesterday as the Louisville Metro Council unanimously passed the measure called Breonna's Law into existence.
Weeks of protests in the streets helped drive a movement tonight in City Hall. No-knock warrants in Louisville are now banned with the passing of Breonna's Law.
Yeah, so it's the ordinance requires officers to wait a minimum of 15 seconds after knocking and announcing their presence when serving a warrant. Named after, obviously, Breonna Taylor. And so, yeah, there you go. The ordinance passed 26 yes votes, 0 no votes. So there you go. There's the start of some change there for you from everything that has been happening there. So yeah. So good change, positive change there. Hopefully things like that will continue. On the way, family secret and... When we have secrets where it's literally this is the opening line.
I do something illegal.
Mm.
Ooh. Then automatically I'm like, are we going to be an accessory if we air this? Like, what's happening? Like, do
wow,
I need to call a lawyer?
I didn't even think of that.
Right?
I didn't even think of that.
Right?
So anyways.
All right.
Well, we'll sort things out and maybe we won't have a family secret in 10 minutes. With the announcement yesterday that the Kentucky Derby Festival mini marathon has been canceled, as well as Thunder Over Louisville, the Pegasus Parade, and others.
Yeah.
Know that you can at least participate virtually in our 5K for kids coming up June 27th.
That's good stuff.
Okay.
Can we just go ahead and do some trick-or-treating, throw some turkey on the table, and put a bow on the tree, open some presents, and call it a year?
Yeah, you said that earlier.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's time to just fast forward. Let's fast forward to October 31st. And just hit the reset button on the rest of the year.
Pack this year away. Let's move on. I think we're done.
So, yeah, that announcement obviously coming yesterday. Smaller scale events could be taking place, as well as virtual options and promotions for the Kentucky Derby Festival. But that was not necessarily a surprise, but still hurts to see happen, though.
I'm honestly surprised. I thought they'd pull it off.
Were you?
Yeah, I really did.
I mean, you know,
I think of how big of a deal it is in this town.
I think I was anxiously like hopeful, like I was like, okay, I could see this both happening, but I could understand also if it's going to go
well. The glimmer of hope was saying yes to the fair.
I know the fair did give it hope,
so
it
breathed new life. Okay, we're having the fair, this is good, we're heading in the right direction.
Yep, for sure.
And then kick in the gut.
Yeah. So anyways, the Kentucky Derby Festival announced that again, Thunder Pegasus Parade mini marathon canceled for 2020. Hopefully 2021 will be a new year.
They're not taking away the fair, are they?
New year, new me.
Listen, you already said yes to the fair.
Yeah.
You cannot take that. There's no take backs.
The fair.
No take backs.
The fair board and the Kentucky Derby Festival are separate.
Okay.
So hopefully.
Listen.
We can still have our.
There's no rethinking. No take backs. We need something.
Elephant ears.
Give us the fair.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Kelly got a little.
I get emotional.
I know. I understand.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, it's family secrets. And again, when we start the secret with.
I do something illegal.
Every week, we open up our show to allow you to let a secret out. Some maybe little white lies, some maybe a little deeper, darker secrets.
It's run the gamut on this show.
Yeah, it really has. But nonetheless, we try not to judge. We just try to let it be out there. And sometimes it feels good just to let it out, right?
Sure.
All right. Again.
I do something illegal.
Yeah.
When I drive through red left turn arrows.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. So we can put some pause on our legal team.
Okay. Yeah. So line five, you can hang up now.
Okay.
So
all right.
Why, sir, do you do this?
I do it only because I can tell no one's coming.
Uh-huh.
And I refuse to sit there and be told to sit there to wait.
Okay, I refuse. I refuse to wait for red lights.
Okay.
Is that the bold statement you are?
People are busy. Yeah.
For 2 minutes.
Okay.
Until I can get a green arrow when I know no one is coming in the traffic.
Okay.
So I only do it when it's safe.
All right.
Oh, okay. All right. That little disclaimer. I only do it when it's safe.
Listen, not going to put anyone in danger.
Sure.
You know, because I got things to do.
Right.
I don't want to just sit there all day.
Sure.
When there's no one around.
Okay. Sure. Right. Thank you.
Listen, can I be honest?
My secret, I refuse to wait for red lights.
Well,
wow.
We can get impatient.
All right.
I'm
sorry, Kelly, I interrupted you.
Can I be honest? This is Kelly Confessions. So, you know, we go to work when there's kind of no one on the roads, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can kind of relate, in particular at the light right here at 4th and Muhammad Ali by the Seal Block and 4th Street Live. When it's like the dead of night still, and we're going to work, and I'm sitting there at a red light, and like that part is blocked off at 4th Street Live.
Kelly, as
no
your legal counsel, I would advise you to plead the fifth.
I'm just like, it's so difficult to sit there and just wait.
Oh my God.
Wait for a full cycle. I'm the only car on the road. It's real hard. It's real hard to not just like boop and then into the garage.
Because
the garage is right there.
Yeah.
It's right there.
I understand, Kelly.
I get it. Like, I understand this.
That doesn't make it any less illegal, but.
It's so hard.
All right. So,
okay.
Again, your secrets can be big, they can be small.
Are welcome.
We're just happy to
purge it here,
have them a part of our show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it's that fanfare. It's that time. Kelly holds the trophy, holds the slight edge in You Laugh, You Lose, where we sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. First person who laughs loses.
So here's the thing. I've been hanging on to knock-knock jokes for a week now.
Oh, you got them? I got them, too.
Wait a second. Did you go and fetch some knock-knock jokes when you heard that I had knock-knock jokes? You're trying to like counteract my knock-knock jokes? Is that what's happening? Are you fighting fire with fire?
Kelly, I'll never tell you my secrets.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anyways, You Laugh, You Lose, the game where the Supreme Victor Trophy hands in the balance in bragging rights on the way.
I don't know if I'm going to get past knock-knock. I don't know
if I'm going to get 997, DJ X, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is time once again for You Laugh, You Lose. It's the game where Kelly and I will sling dad jokes to one another. The first person who laughs loses. Kelly is holding the trophy in her hand. She holds this slight edge in this game where it's 12 to 11. Losers go first, right?
Yes.
Is that me?
Yes, that's you. Hang on.
All right, get your laughs out.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Don't do that again. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Okay.
Man walks into a bar with a slab of asphalt under his arm.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts, beer, please. One for the road.
Got it. He's got road under his arm.
Asphalt. Get it?
I get it.
All right.
I get it. That's good. Her friend says to me, what rhymes with orange?
What?
I told him. No, it doesn't.
Oh, what? An orange? Ah, look at that. Hey, why was Pavlov's hair so soft? He conditioned it.
Yep.
Pavlov's dog.
Got it.
You know, like the ding, ding bell conditioning.
Sure did.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A little old lady.
A little old lady who?
Dang, all this time I had no idea you could yodel.
A little old lady who? Oh, all right. That's good.
Cute.
It's good.
Isn't it cute?
Cute little knock, knock joke.
Mm-hmm.
Why do fishes swim in salt water?
Why do they swim in salt water?
Because pepper would make them sneeze.
True statement. Condiment joke.
Yes.
Yeah. Been bored recently. Decided to take up fencing.
Yeah?
Neighbor said they're going to call the police unless I put it back.
Oh, actual fencing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call a kinky dinosaur?
What do you call a kinky dinosaur?
Do you have a sore ass?
Wow.
But,
wow.
But,
what kind of exercise do lazy people do?
What kind?
Diddly squats.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for the legs. Good one.
Uh-huh.
Good one. What currency are the astronauts using in space?
What currency are the astronauts using in space?
Starbucks.
Cute. Like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You laugh, you lose.
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
Oh, another orange joke.
Uh-huh.
What?
A carrot.
Oh, okay.
You have one today.
I literally had one.
Yeah, literally.
Hey, want to hear a joke about paper?
Sure do.
I'm warning you, it's terrible.
It is.
Okay. I just needed to get that one off my list. It's been on there for a while. Hold it together, Kelly.
What happens if you don't pay your exorcist?
What happens if you don't pay your exorcist?
You get repossessed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you do.
Yeah.
I guess you do. I got a knock-knock joke for you.
Yeah?
Dog is sad, asks his buddy to tell him a joke. So his buddy's like, yeah, sure. Knock, knock.
Mm-hmm. You do like the barking, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock. No.
Who's there?
An extraterrestrial.
An extraterrestrial who?
Well, how many extraterrestrials do you know?
Mm-hmm. Kelly, you hear I fell off a 30-foot ladder yesterday?
I didn't hear that.
Don't worry, I'm fine. It was only on the second run.
That's good news.
Thanks. Thank you.
That you didn't fall from the top.
Thank you.
Why did the wife divorce the baker?
Why did the wife divorce the baker?
He was too needy.
Oh, need jokes. Yeah, bread jokes.
Bread jokes.
I got a cooking joke. Ready?
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly. So the other day I was cooking some eggs and sausages for breakfast.
Uh-huh.
One of the sausages got burnt. Never cooking naked again.
Ouch. Ouch.
Hurts. I'm okay. Thanks for asking, though.
Guy kissing the girl on the couch.
Yeah?
You want to take this upstairs? Girl says, sure, baby. The guy says, then grab the end. I can't carry this all by myself.
Oh, the couch.
The couch.
Oh, they're carrying the couch.
The couch.
Gosh.
Pivot!
You've got...
Pivot!
You've got some...
Pivot!
Got some thinking jokes, Kelly, this morning on You and Laugh,
a,
You Lose.
And a Friends reference, too. Look it up.
Did you hear about the woman with the camera in her boob?
I did not hear the one about the camera in the boob.
Yes, she never had to write anything down. She had a photographic memory.
Don't do that motion. The motion is dirty pool. What do you call a ghost boobies?
Oh, what? You're on the edge.
Paranormal entities?
That was good.
Paranormal. Oh, booby jumps, take me down again. Oh, that was good. Man. Bark it up, dog boy.
Bark it up, dog boy.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose. Wow. What a hard-fought battle that was.
Are we going to have to name this Paranormal Entities?
Are we allowed to name it that?
I don't know.
All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose on 99.7 DJX. Kelly K.
We go to Florida for this one.
Okay.
This is kind of like a hero story.
Oh, wow.
So Trent Twiddell and his dog Loki were just kind of enjoying a little Monday morning walk.
Gotcha.
On his farm there in Pasco County, Florida, when a 13-foot gator attacked his 6-year-old rescue pup.
Oh, no.
The gator grabbed the dog by the front arm and dragged him into the water there. Dog had his front paws in the river here that swelled after all the rain. And the dog was attacked by a gator.
Twiddell, a former Army staff sergeant, quickly reacted and found himself in a tug of war with the large reptile.
I grabbed the dog's collar to try to pull him back, and I ended up in a tug of war match with this gator. And the gator was not letting go, so I let go of the collar, and I got about knee deep into the water, started pounding on the gator's head until he eventually let go.
Wow.
I mean, amazing, right? So the gator nearly took off the dog's front leg.
Holy
he
cow.
He needed emergency surgery, but it's okay. He's got a cast on it now, and he's expected to be just fine.
Man, I'll tell you, like, I've heard a lot of stories about little dogs becoming snacks for gators in Florida.
Yeah, it's you don't want to get too close to the water.
Holy
for
cow.
Sure. But my goodness, yeah. Quick thinking for Trent. Jump in there and just start pounding the gator on the head like, let go of my dog,
yeah,
dude.
No kidding.
Wow. That's feel good. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good's every single hour throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. I'm a sucker for you. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Yeah, it's one of those years, you know, that we'd like to kind of just hit the reset button on, right? Yeah?
Uh-huh.
There was the Mayan calendar, which several years ago predicted, what was it, like December 21st of 2012 being the end of days. They were preparing for that, and but now...
It's been moved?
Apparently, they've moved it.
Okay.
Conveniently.
So when are we all going to perish?
So now that, you know, there's been the, already this year, the wildfires... the pandemic, the racial tensions, and the economy, and all of that.
All leading to an apocalypse.
Now we get to enjoy another couple weeks. According to the Mayan calendar,
yeah,
June 21st of 2020 is the new end of days.
That is unfortunate because my vacation is scheduled for the 24th. I mean, should I adjust it? I'm a little concerned now.
I mean, I don't know what, like...
I'm literally supposed to be on vacation the next week.
Like, literally, I don't know what that entails. Like, they say, end of days, June 21st, 2020.
Well, I think that...
No idea what that entails.
It's pretty self-explanatory. End of days, no more days.
Does that mean that...
Destruction of the world.
The world apocalypse. Explodes?
I don't know.
Or... Okay. So, anyways.
Or maybe God hits the reset button.
They said, oh, yeah, well, we forgot to carry the two. Maybe it's actually June 21st, 2020.
Are you kidding me right now? They forgot to carry the two? Is that your interpretation? Or
it's my interpretation.
Okay. Loosely. Okay.
My loose interpretation.
Gotcha.
Of the end of the world now.
Miscalculated.
From the Mayan doomsday calendar. Moving up from December 21st to 2012, because we were all like, oh, yeah, because when December 22nd happened, we were like, okay, to now June 21st of 2020. So,
and then we're going to be like,
it's going to be a good run.
Okay.
Yeah, June 22nd. We're going to be like, well, probably shouldn't have pulled anything out of my 401k a couple weeks ago.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Okay.
Setting the bar stories. We give you these stories just so they're examples of what you don't do. Okay. It sets the bar very low for your day. So it's something, you know, a little goal that you can set and you can leap over it and think, you know what? Gold star for me. I didn't do that.
It's a win for the day.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without allowing your pet wallaby to escape from your yard to go roaming the neighborhood, you're doing okay.
Back the truck up. Are we in Australia for this?
We're not. Sorry, we're in Wisconsin for this.
Wisconsin?
Yeah, for this story.
Just off 35th Street is where Mark Combs lives with his wife, dogs, and Hoppy, a two-year-old wallaby.
Yeah.
Like many kangaroos.
He's just like a kid. Gets into everything. And escapes.
Hoppy's owner, Mark, was working in the backyard. He left to get some supplies,
yep.
But the latch on this gate was open a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And that's when Hoppy made his daring escape.
Oh, no! Wow.
Hoppy wanted to hop around the neighborhood, check it out.
So here's the thing. Hoppy did get loose, and that's when the fun began.
Soon, calls to police came in.
Okay, so now we're going to hear some, like, 911 calls.
Okay.
All right?
There were two dogs following her, but she said there was a kangaroo in the yard.
How big is this thing?
Listen.
I'd say it's likely more a wallaby, based on the size.
Okay, so the dispatcher...
But talk to me in size. I don't know what that is.
Hang on a second. The dispatcher literally sits there and pauses and is like...
Okay, without my ready reference of North American land animals, is that smaller or larger than a kangaroo?
My reference to North American land animals.
Listen, I don't have time to Google this. Talk to me in size.
Wallaby. I don't even know how to spell wallaby.
How big is
so,
this thing?
All right.
He's about 2 feet tall.
Cell phone video shows the end of this wallaby's adventure in a neighborhood about 200 yards away.
Yeah,
and
so.
And I love that the dogs, did you catch that the dogs were chasing after him like, hey, Hoppy, Dad's going to be so mad. You better come back.
I know. I mean, and they're just like, hey, where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going? We want to come too. We want to see what you're doing.
I do not think that Daddy is going to like this.
The neighbor called me and said, that Hoppy is down the street and the cops are trying to wrangle him. I said, well, just don't scare him. Pick him up. He'll come right to you.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
So they were able to return him home without injury.
So wait, Wisconsin, you can have a wallaby as a pet.
Wisconsin allows private residents to own wallabies and kangaroos without a permit.
You're kidding me.
Something maybe, I don't know, Kentucky?
Hello.
Is that something we can think about here? I know there's Kentucky down under, just down I-65 does... Similar things there.
I feel as though Hoppy is an example of maybe a little bit more of a high maintenance pet.
Maybe Hoppy, do you think, was going to find Mrs. Hoppy?
Quite possibly.
I mean, a quick Google search to see.
I don't know.
Wallaby mating.
I don't know if we need to go down this path.
I don't even know if this is a thing. There's one video in particular.
Playing piggybacks.
Oh, they're playing piggyback.
Piggyback?
Hang on.
Daddy, what's happening?
I know. Are we getting commentary from the dad?
Oh, wow.
On a couple wallabies?
Are they at the zoo?
Playing piggyback?
The little kid doesn't know what he's seeing.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, nature.
Wow. Here we have the albino wallaby.
Albino?
Brown guy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing. They're still playing piggyback.
Oh, they're mating.
Oh, they're mating.
Yeah, the kid.
Oh, wow.
Well. Oh, they're mating.
Yeah,
as they're fond of one another.
I mean, as a parent, you're just like, yeah, well, I guess that's okay. What's happening.
Yep.
That's what's happening.
They're making little wallabies.
So maybe Hoppy, the 2-year-old wallaby from Wisconsin, was just searching for Mrs. Wallaby.
Sure.
Setting the bar again. If you can manage to make it through the day without allowing your pet wallaby to escape from your yard to go roaming the neighborhood looking for Mrs. Wallaby, you're doing okay.
But you know what? Now Hoppy has a tale to tell.
Kelly K.
I'm going to call this feel good.
Okay.
Go with me.
I'm here.
It's snacks. It's candy.
Snacks and candy.
Candy bar.
Bar.
It's Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
New flavor. Apple pie. Now listen, before you wince, I see your face.
I did wince.
Okay, so it's the iconic wafer, they say, covered with white cream.
Okay.
Okay. And so listen, they've been doing some of these crazy flavors, like over 200 of them in Japan for a long time.
Okay.
And found a video of some people at BuzzFeed trying a whole bunch of these crazy flavors. There was an apple one before, and they said it was amazing. Because they first tasted the apple,
uh-huh.
And then it goes away, makes way for the chocolate taste, and apparently it was perfection.
So this
doesn't look like it's a chocolate per se. It's more of a wafer and maybe a creamy icing kind of like flavor to go with it. So I feel like this one I might try. I don't think I'll pay for it. But if someone wants to give it to me,
okay.
I'd sacrifice my body to try it.
Sure.
I'm going to call it a feel good. Because it's new Kit Kat.
So, Kit Kat flavor is your feel good? Okay.
Yeah, it's feel good.
Okay.
It's new candy. Right. Snacks. Snacks on snacks.
And what was it again?
Snacks.
Apple pie?
Apple pie, Kit Kat.
Apple pie.
Apple pie, Kit
maybe
Kat.
Maybe it has
coming.
That caramel flavor. You know, maybe a little bit of a caramel flavor or something.
Looking at the picture, it looks like it might have like a little bit of filling in between the wafers inside. I don't know. It was hard to tell.
Oh.
Yeah, well, like little apple pie filling.
Yeah, but
with the wafers, could be like a little of the crust and a little bit of the icing. I'm just saying.
Okay.
That one's maybe.
That's your feel good.
There you go.
All right, there you go. Hey, so you know Facebook, right? You've heard of it?
Yeah. I've heard of it.
Facebook memories.
We're on it.
They pop up just about every day. It's like, hey, this is what you posted, you know, 5 years ago at this time. This
yes.
is what you posted 2 years ago at this time.
Uh-huh.
So I had a Facebook memory pop up for me.
Okay.
Want to hear what it is?
I sure do.
8 years ago today, my Facebook memory says, Ben, we care about you and the memories you share. We thought you'd like to look back on this post from 8 years ago. It is none other than me and my wife and the band of Nickelback!
Never met as a wise man. Couldn't cut it as a
corpse. Oh, yeah!
Is nestled under Chad Kroger's armpit.
Listen, Chad Kroger.
And yours.
Chad Kroger, I think, was hitting on my wife.
Maybe.
Backstage.
Yeah.
Like,
she is right in the middle between you and Chad, a Nickelback sandwich.
I know. So let me just tell you. Nickelback, Yum Center, 8 years ago. This, I'm not even going to lie, was one of the greatest rock concerts of my life! This, and so backstage, a little behind the scenes, right? Mm-hmm. Backstage, you go in this little room at the Yum Center,
and
they had jars of M&Ms. They had glass jars of just a bunch of candies.
Snacks.
And they had a fridge full of beer.
Uh-huh.
They had other sort of fruits and meats and cheeses and sorts of things.
For the health.
Yeah,
sure.
For the health.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, the band strolls in. They just start talking just to, you know, whoever was there. It was like me and my wife and a couple other people.
Uh-huh.
And the entire time,
mm-hmm.
The band was back there for about 15 minutes hanging out.
Uh-huh.
14 of those minutes, Chad Kroger was talking to my wife.
Look at that.
And I was just like,
My name's Ben.
I really like music. I might lose my wife tonight. It's Chad Kroger of Nickelback. I mean,
now is that kind of her jam? Would he have been a type? No, not really.
I mean, she was just coming with me.
Right.
Like, she knew a couple of the Nickelback songs.
I'll go to your little Nickelback concert.
Right, exactly. That's why we're married. So, yeah. Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, the memories. Look, coming here makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah.
8 years ago.
Dang it.
Oh. Beautiful.
Such a beautiful
picture. Matt texts in, TBT was yesterday, sir. Listen.
I know. But the memory happened today.
That's right. On this day, 8 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So that was precious.
Nice, right? That was nice?
That was nice.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you, Sparky.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you.
I think I'm going to share that to my... I have to.
Well,
right?
You have to.
I have to.
Oh, you have to.
How do you do that?
I'm
do you
not
just
sure.
hit share?
Yeah, maybe.
It says, what's on your mind, Ben?
There you go.
What's on your mind, Ben?
Said, remember, magical times.
Oh, well, yeah. What should I write? Yeah. What should I write?
This was a magic. Well, maybe you share 14 of the 15 minutes we spent... Before this picture was taken, Chad was talking to my wife.
Yeah, 100%.
That's like magical memories.
100%.
Maybe that's what you say.
All right, there you go. So I just thought I would take you down a little Facebook memory lane for me.
That was so fun.
Thank you.
That was so great.
You're lying to me now.
Do you want to talk about the time that I played ping pong with Creed? Yeah, it's not as much fun.
I think it...
Me and Mark Tremonti beat Scott Stapp. I'll just say that. And the other guy.
Do you want to do other late 90s, early 2000s rock bands?
I
played pool with Fuel.
There you go. This is fun.
What's this? I see that ABC just announced the new Bachelor is going to be a first.
Yep. Season 25. They have just announced the first Black Bachelor. His name is Matt James. He is very good looking.
Okay.
Happens to be the best friend and business partner of Tyler Cameron, who was like... runner-up of Hannah Brown's season.
Okay.
So he's kind of like been around Bachelor Nation for a while. And a little bit of a backstory and maybe spoiler alert. So he was originally cast to compete for Claire Crawley, who is the next Bachelorette.
In the guys.
Yes.
Pool of guys.
Whose season was put on hold because of the pandemic. Now, they still contend that Claire's season is going to happen.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden... he's plucked out of that, cast as a lead. They're filming July and August, Matt's season, already putting it on the schedule to air, fall of 2021. Still don't have a game plan for Claire, though.
Poor
Claire.
Wow.
Poor one, because, again, she's five times she's looked for love
is
on
it
TV.
Five times.
So is this a sign? Hey, Claire. Maybe this is not your avenue.
This is just not working
Maybe
for you.
It's not for you. Because wow. Now we know they've just taken a guy away.
Yeah.
So, and he's good looking.
All right.
He's pretty cute. You can see him and read all about it at WDJX.com.
Certainly a step in the right direction for that franchise and a long time coming. So, good stuff. What'd you say? WDJX.com?
It's up there.
All right, we got that there for you. On the way... an unlikely TikTok from an likely singer that you know. So Jason Derulo, you know him, right?
Jason Derulo!
That guy.
He doesn't like to do that, though, anymore.
He has found new fame on TikTok.
Yeah, he's quite popular because he's pretty good. Now, I don't know if he is the genius cinematographer or if he's got a friend that's real good at it, but he's entertaining.
Yeah, and remember, we talked about him in his TikTok a few weeks ago when he pretended to chip his teeth, or maybe he did. We don't really know.
He also did an epic wipe it down challenge where he turned into Spider-Man and then left the frame going up.
Yeah, so Jason Derulo then has now 22 million followers on TikTok.
Oh, wow. You should celebrate that.
So how does he do it?
Order 22 burgers right now. I'm going to eat it within 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's going to eat 22 burgers in 2 hours?
Now, this is a self-imposed challenge for him.
How is he going to keep those rock-hard abs doing that?
Let's get started. Nine down. I need a little break, man. I'm starting to feel crazy.
Okay, so
well, yes.
Are these full-size burgers?
They're not the sliders.
No. It looks like he got these from like some sort of...
Well, in California, they like In-N-Out burgers.
No, it's not In-N-Out, but it is like a full-size hamburger,
okay.
Bun and all.
Oh, wow. 20 minutes.
All right, we're back from the break. Got 13 left to go. We can do it.
Okay, so he had to take a little 20-minute break there.
I'm feeling woozy for him.
Yeah, so he's got... Oh, okay. He's like...
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to feel...
It's not looking like it's going well at this point.
Crazy for that one. I don't know if I can do
this. Yeah, so
is there some yakking?
Gets up and runs to the restroom.
Oh.
Yep. Was he able to do it, though?
No, I only ate 20 burgers. It's 22 million followers. If 2 million of y'all unfollow me, I'll understand.
Yeah, so he's like, listen, I was only able to do 20 of them to represent the 22 million followers that I have. So
if 2 million need to bow out, understandable.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since we've heard a Jason Derulo song on the radio, right? I mean, other than What You Say, I think we still might play What You Say just a little bit.
I feel like he's got a bigger catalog in our system than that. I feel like he's had some hits.
Has he?
It's been a minute, but I feel like there's some in there. Look it up.
Okay.
Hit the button.
What about Goodbye? Remember that one?
Okay. Gotta be honest, I don't really remember that one.
Right. What about his hit Swalla? Drive.
Young Money.
I do remember that one.
Let's skip ahead here. Okay, there's
all
that.
All right.
What about Wanna Want Me? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
this
okay,
one
I remember.
Was good.
Remember a little of that, Jason Derulo, sure.
That's a bonafide hit.
All right. A banger.
Was that about when you FaceTimed with him? When did you FaceTime?
Maybe right around there.
What song was that? Okay.
I don't know, but Trumpets, the song that was about trumpets but didn't have any trumpets in it.
Every time that you get undressed.
Okay, there's great.
Okay, all right.
Wiggle.
That was fun.
Hey, yo, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's signature.
Oh, Talk Dirty to Me.
Oh, come on, hit that.
All right.
Yeah,
that
that's
one.
A good one. First class seat on my lap, girl. Comfortable. Yeah, that was
right.
A good one.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, Marry Me.
Oh, this is a favorite. But this is awkward because Jordan Sparks was his girlfriend at the time, and she's in the video.
Oh, really?
And she married somebody else.
Oh, whoops. Okay,
but so I love that one.
Yeah,
I love that one.
Of them.
Heartbreaking right. Now, but I love that one.
Riding Solo. Remember that one?
Yes. That's
all
a
right,
good one.
All right.
I like that one.
We're kind of going through the catalog of what Jason Derulo's songs actually were like hits.
Before he was a TikTok star.
Right. In My Head. Remember that one?
Oh, this one. Yes. Is this the one where he was spinning on his head in the video? Because remember he like kind of broke his neck when he was spinning
was
on his head.
It?
He used to do that a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's an amazing video.
All right. So there you go.
All right.
A few of those there.
So our point is maybe he's not making music anymore. He's just going to be a TikTok star.
Yeah, maybe he's left his music career, you know, for us to just reminisce about the good old times.
Okay.
Well, no. Anyways,
he's good on TikTok.
Do we have that posted? We don't, right?
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do.
WDJX.com.
Going on right now, UnitedForJustice.com. There are conversations about the race and inequality that's happening and taking place right now on some of our sister stations and also. Online, UnitedForJustice.com. So if you want to go check it out, you can, and just see what the talk is all about there at UnitedForJustice.com. All right, so if you missed anything from the show, you can catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Everything from setting the bar stories that involved the animal kingdom to the family secrets where this was uttered.
I do something illegal.
And then Kelly admitted she does the same thing.
Listen, I said I want to. I said it's really difficult not to. Real difficult not to.
Okay.
Real difficult not to.
I'm going to leave it there.
It's real hard.
I'm going to leave it there.
Especially here at the corner of 4th and Muhammad Ali.
I'm going to leave it there.
The garage is right there.
I'm going to leave it right there.
It's right there.
And then you laugh, you lose. All up on the podcast or the entire show. You can catch that. As well, up at WDJX.com. Click listen. According to Wave 3 News, storm tracking team, going to be a great weekend this weekend. Low humidity, highs in the low 80s, upper 70s. You got any plans?
Yeah. Gonna get outside.
Sorry, I just threw that at you.
Listen.
So that means no.
I don't plan
no
that
plans.
Far in advance.
Right.
We're going to be outside.
All right. Well, whatever you do, have a good one. We'll talk to you Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.